71.6%. I think he gets there, right? He's got to get there with 70. Well, he got 71.6 this year. You got to figure next year.
He's got to get there. I mean, when you analyze his offense the way that they do these days, with all the modern statistics, he comes up fourth all time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's about 20 or 25 first basemen in the Hall of Fame, and he's fourth, and he can't make it in. And then I have to wonder, do any of these people pay any attention to defense or base running? Mm-hmm. Is that part of baseball?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, Mike Piazza goes in.
Yeah.
Bagwell's got better numbers. Mike Piazza can't play defense or run the bases.
Right, right. No, absolutely. Piazza gets in this year.
I know he's Italian.
Yeah, but you know what? Look where he came from, huh? I mean, what was he drafted, 176th round or something like that?
He had a great career.
Great career.
I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I just think that Bagwell should have been voted in this year.
Well, you know as well as anybody the stigma that time, the steroid era, and Bags was accused and yet never found, never tested positive, and denied any. I was there at spring training when it all came out, and Bags came up to all of us, Allison Footer, Berman, we were all there. I have never used steroids, but you know that these writers, they're going to think what they think, and they'll vote that way.
Well, you know, I was on a show before the voting, and somebody asked me what I thought, and I said, I think he should make it, and if anybody if you can find anybody that voted against him or is going to vote against him, I would like to talk to them and get them to explain to me why. Just give me one good reason. So after it was over, a writer did interview a voter who voted against him, and he said that same thing. He said, I know it's probably not right, but there was a stigma attached to it, you know, and the guy had a really good build and everything, and I just didn't feel good about it. And I'm thinking, how weak is that? Everybody had a good build. Bud Selig was looking off into the distance. He didn't care. The turnstiles were spinning.
Yeah.
The union was saying, you're not testing our guys, and the stuff is readily available. I mean, I would have taken it.
Yep, I would have taken it too.
So, you know, they're all competing against each other. As far as I'm concerned, you can't compare Ken Griffey Jr. and Ty Cobb. You just compare guys against their peer group. And they're all doing the same thing. Bagwell should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, you're saying even if he did do it,
Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. Clemens should be in the Hall of Fame. Palmeiro should be in the Hall of Fame. They're all, you know, they're all competing against each other.
But what about the guys that didn't do it? What about the guys that, you know, played clean? And there's never, ever been any indication that Griffey ever did it, right?
I mean, right.
And because, well, we look at his body type. We look at Canseco and we look at Griffey and you say, well, look at that. One's doing steroids and one's
not. Lance Berkman.
Yeah, well, you know Lance Berkman never did. You know with that body. But what about the guys that were clean? They're saying, wait a minute, you're getting an unfair advantage over me.
I think it's unfair to the guys that were clean, but I think it's impossible to go back in retrospect and figure out who was clean and who wasn't. I think you just have to say who's a Hall of Famer and who's not and disregard it.